Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. If you've been with me for the first 2 hours, you hopefully feel my passion and outrage. And it's not any special passion or outrage. I'm sure every one of you is as passionate and outraged as me for what's happening today in Kabul, Afghanistan. It's just absolutely sickening. And it's not quite rising to the level of a 9/11 yet. But I've said all week it could rise to the level of a 9/11 because it's clear that we're pulling out. It's clear that we're pulling out 13 U.S. service members killed, many others injured, and many Afghans killed and injured. And it's clear we're leaving. And when we leave, Americans will be hunted down and killed or held hostage for ransom. Not only that, but our U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan made comments today that outraged people, outraged them. U.S. diplomat Ross Wilson was called heartless after he appeared to engage in victim blaming when he noted that the State Department warned Americans in Afghanistan to leave and said it's their business for those who chose to stay in the region. Why didn't the U.S. get out Americans and our Afghan friends before the Taliban were able to take control of Kabul? CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell asked Wilson, the acting U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, today. And he said, we put out repeated warnings every 3 weeks to Americans going back to, I think, March or April, each one in stronger terms, leave now, leave immediately. Those warnings included some of the strongest language he'd seen in his career at the State Department, but he said, some people did not heed the messages. People chose not to leave. That's their business. That's their right. Isn't that funny, by the way, that he says that? Is it your business and your right not to take a vaccine, big shot? Because they don't seem to think it's your business and your right not to take a vaccine. But anyway, he says that's their business. That's their right. We regret now that many find themselves in a position they'd rather not be in, and we're determined to try and help. Critics excoriated Wilson for his remarks, accusing him of being callous in the midst of the crisis. One person tweeted, holy sh, you know what? This is really what they're going with? Another said, this is a disgraceful message from the callous Biden administration, truly heartless. Another said, this person should immediately resign or be fired. This is disgusting. Another said, Democrats doing what they do best, blaming the victims. Another said they're abandoning Americans after Biden said everything would be fine, and now they're blaming the victims. It's really... Here's one more I got to read you. Richard Grinnell says the Biden administration begins their new message campaign with the help of Nora O'Donnell. We warned you, and now you're on your own. It's a truly sad situation. Bombs exploded today. Suicide bombers. ISIS suicide bombers. And as of now, 13 American military men killed. 12 U.S. Marines and one Navy medic. And you know that number could change. It could go much higher. Quite a few injured. We have no idea how grievously. But more importantly, the area, the Kabul airport, the area is surrounded by ISIS fighters. More importantly, Biden entrusted the lives of Americans and our Afghan allies, shockingly, to the Taliban. I've never heard of such a thing. Wasn't everybody running for their life from the Taliban? Of course they were. Everybody was running for their life from the Taliban. And yet, Biden thinks you can trust the Taliban. They're the ones that shoot people in the head in the middle of the street. They execute people for minor offenses. Drop gays off buildings. Kill women for supposedly looking at another man. Kill women for being raped by another man. And I said all along, what's going to happen is there's going to be a massive PR opportunity of a lifetime for ISIS. Said that yesterday multiple times on the show. And sure enough, they got their PR opportunity today. And I think there's an even bigger opportunity to come. Because all the Americans left behind, they could hunt them down and kill them, or they could hold them hostage for all the world to see how weak America is. And by the way, if the UK and Russia supposedly tipped off the United States on the Kabul attacks, explain to me how the soldiers were still in harm's way. If someone warns you there's going to be an attack today, and here's where it's happening, and here's how it's coming, this is what they're going to do, how do you still wind up screwing it all up and all those guys get killed? How's that possible? Amazing. Amazing. There's so much to talk about. I spent the entire show, talking about the fact that we put our entire security, and still to this moment, I saw a general saying, still to this moment, that the military is relying on Taliban protection at the Kabul airport. That's amazing. And that the Biden regime provided the Taliban with names of Americans and Afghan allies who needed to escape to the airport to get out of town, to get out of Dodge. That's called a kill list. We gave them a kill list. Amazing. You can't even believe this. And Biden is now, the word is that Biden is going to abandon everybody there following the ISIS bombings. And the Taliban spokesman, don't forget that we gave security to the Taliban, our security, and all our guys died. And don't forget, we handed the Taliban the list of Americans who needed to get out. We trust them. Trust them. Here's who the Taliban are. They just banned the music today. The Taliban confirmed a report that music will not be allowed in public anymore. Music is forbidden in Islam, but we're hoping we could persuade people not to do such things instead of pressuring them. And you know what they really mean is we're going to shoot you in the head. He said that to every mention of women, anytime you mention women, their rights will be determined by Islamic law. And that's always been interpreted by the Taliban's ultra-conservative leadership. The last time they were in power, from 96 to 2001, they brutally suppressed women's rights. Girls were banned from going to school. Women were largely banned from public life, allowed out of the house only when covered head to toe in a burqa and accompanied by a male relative. Women accused of breaking the rules received harsh punishment, one of which was being stoned to death. And they told reporters today during a news conference, the terrorist organization was urging women in Afghanistan to remain at home for their own safety because the group had not yet instructed its own terrorists on how to deal with women. And that's the group that Biden is negotiating with, and that's the group that Biden gave security to. 100% of the security was determined to be in the Taliban's hands, and that's the group he gave the list of Americans to. Hard to believe. Hard to believe this is the United States of America. Here's an article. Treason. The White House is obviously setting the stage for devastating numbers of dead Americans in Afghanistan. There's just going to be a lot more death, let's face it. And the Taliban is good. The Taliban and ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they're all going to kill them or hold them hostage while they rape them. So pray, folks, because it's going to get real bad. It's going to be a 9/11. This is their chance. Anybody knew it, this is their chance for another 9/11. We saw images today of the dead and the injured lay in a swamp outside the Kabul airport after the bombings. We heard that hundreds of ISIS militants surrounded the Kabul airport. So this not only isn't over, it's just beginning. European allies halted evacuations from Kabul amid the suicide terror threats. We had a congressman, Elise Stefanak, Republican, say Biden's unfit to be commander-in-chief and should immediately step down. Dozens of lawmakers called on Biden to extend the Afghanistan deadline as the U.S. prepares to leave thousands behind. And Donald Trump issued a statement sending his deepest condolences to the victims of the Kabul suicide bombing and their families. Melania and I send our deepest condolences to the families of our brilliant and brave service members whose duty to the USA meant so much to them. Our thoughts are also with the families of the innocent civilians who died today in the savage Kabul attack. This tragedy should never have been allowed to happen, which makes our grief even deeper and more difficult to understand. One of my buddies sent me a text a few minutes ago, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. I just don't get it. He said, I'd send out 400 drones all over the country immediately. They could shoot accurately and could destroy and kill anything. Why aren't we doing it? I don't know. Because Joe Biden's an idiot. Because Joe Biden doesn't see a need for us to defend Americans. He wants the Taliban to provide the protection and security for the Americans. And by the way, as we go to the break, all of this against the backdrop of Wayne Root banned by Twitter for life. Donald Trump banned by Twitter for life. And yet Twitter allowed the Taliban today to spread fake news. And after the two suicide bombings, blame the United States for the attack in Kabul. It's too much to believe, but all of them are on the side of the enemy. It's treason. Our American government is treasonous. The media is treasonous. Social media, Silicon Valley, treasonous. Disgusting. And whose side are they on? China. This is all about the Chinese Communist Party.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com, that's vetsandhorses.com, to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I just got this this email during the break. Do you remember when the media kept telling us how dumb George Bush Jr. was? As in W? Well, then, compared to Biden, Bush 43 looks like Einstein. Got to agree. Thank you for the email. Can you imagine that the media made fun of George W. Bush, how dumb he was? Compare that to now, what you're dealing with now. And it's almost beyond belief. And this is how it all happens, right? When you spend your time worrying about open borders and COVID vaccines and transgenders, and you put your trust in the Taliban, Americans get killed. What can I tell you? It's called treason. Here's a press conference with Jen Psaki, the White House spokesman. Psaki repeatedly defends the Taliban despite them controlling the checkpoints that allowed the bomber to reach the airport gates. Says cooperation with the terrorist group is still necessary. Can you imagine? I'll get to some more news stories because the entire, 2.5 hours of the show has been dominated by Afghanistan. And there is other news today, including COVID vaccine news you need to know. And Governor Newsom news you need to know. Let me mention the sponsor of this show, though, Sons of Liberty CBD. All of you by now know that I use CBD. Sons of Liberty CBD is the only kind I use. Highest quality CBD in the world. Great CBD. CBD is not pot. Won't get you high. It's 100% legal. 100% mainstream. 100% American grown and made. And I use it specifically as a roll-on after I work out so I don't get body aches, from working out so hard at the age of 60. Worked out 90 minutes again today. For my listeners only, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product you buy if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15, as in Wayne Allen Root, 15. You get up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsofliberty.cbd.com. And don't forget to tell them Wayne Root sent you. And use the code WAR15 and get up to 25% off every order forevermore. So I told you there is other news in the world besides Afghanistan, even though it's a sad day and a dark day, and Afghanistan's a big part of it. And it's hard not to think about those soldiers who died, who gave their lives for all of us. Hard not to think about the parents who are so scared right now, who knew their kids are, you know, our United States Marines based in Afghanistan guarding the Kabul airport, or who know their son is a Navy medic at the Kabul airport, and they know that 12 Marines and a Navy medic have been killed, and they're just waiting for that phone to ring. How scared they must be. My heart is with you. My prayers are with you. California Governor Newsom. Let's go to a little Newsom story. First of all, CNN warns Democrat support for Governor Newsom is dwindling. CNN warned that. She was on the lead with Jake Tapper, CNN's Kyung La, if I'm pronouncing it right. And she reported support for California Governor Gavin Newsom is dwindling. Even Democrats are thinking of voting against him in the recall election that begins, that concludes on September 14th. And it's quite amazing to hear things like that. But then you see this story and you realize why. Gavin Newsom was supposed to have a car rally today. Remember how I had all those car rallies in Las Vegas? And I bragged that, you know, it was COVID-free because everybody was in their car. And therefore, you couldn't give anybody COVID. And we drove down the Vegas Strip, thousands of cars. It was a totally safe demonstration. It was a Gavin Newsom car rally today planned for the San Francisco area. And Gavin Newsom required attendees to show proof of vaccination, even though they'd be in their own cars. Sitting in their own cars. Can you imagine? You're in your own car. You're certainly beyond social distance. I'm surprised he didn't demand masks, too. I'm probably being deprecated here because I'm sure he did demand masks. It's probably masks and vaccines while you sit in your car. And the rally got canceled because it was supposed to be with Kamala Harris, and she's flying back to Washington because of the tragedy that happened in Afghanistan today. So a car rally, you need proof of vaccination to get in your car and rally for Governor Newsom. No wonder California is ready to vote against him, even Democrats. Wayne Allen Root, when I get back, another guest to talk about what's happening in Afghanistan with great military credentials.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
That was part of President Biden's address to the nation following the death of 13 American service members in the terrorist bombing in Afghanistan. Biden saying it's been a tough day and confirming the attack was carried out by ISIS-K. The president was also asked if he's responsible for the recent events in Afghanistan.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late.
Biden went on to say he inherited a pullout deal from former President Trump. The NFL chief medical officer is saying almost 93% of NFL players are vaccinated against COVID-19. Dr. Alan Still saying it's a remarkable number and our NFL facilities are the safest in our communities. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, the warrior, is with you, a tired warrior. It's been a long day. It's a bit of a depressing part. Is not just that we lost our men today, 12 Marines, one Navy medic, and who knows how many more to come. And who knows how many of the injured or grievously injured will join that list of dead. The depressing part to me is that all of us knew it was coming. Everybody saw it coming, and Biden still couldn't stop it. Everybody knew. You don't let the soldiers leave first and then leave the civilians and a small contingent of soldiers, because a lot of people are going to get killed. Everybody knew you can't put the security in the hands of the Taliban. That's insanity. And we even knew that the ISIS terror attackers were on the way, tipped off by Russia and UK, that they were on the way. And we still couldn't stop it. Who was at the checkpoint to let them through? Taliban. What a surprise. This segment of the show, before we get to our esteemed guest, is brought to you by my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's out September 16th. But in the meantime, you can buy it, pre-order it, and it arrives on the 16th, and it was already number one in many categories at Amazon, and it's not even out for 3 weeks. Number one, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, with a list of all the woke companies in America and how you contact them, how you email them, how you call them on the phone, how you physical address to send them snail mail to let them know that we're not going to take it anymore. If they go woke, we will make them go broke. And now I put it all at your fingertips, right in front of you. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Look up any company and then contact them in a matter of seconds without you having to do all the work. I did it for you. Grab a copy at either Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. All right, we've got our guest, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA-trained intelligence officer, 35 years experience as a global and national security person, served two successful combat tours in Afghanistan, of all places, so obviously he knows Afghanistan, and the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Without further ado, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for having me back. Again, unfortunately, we're having to discuss this twice in 1 week. It's not been a good week.
No, but we knew what was going to happen. You and I both knew we were headed for a disaster and headed for another 9/11 type situation. And I don't think we've gotten there yet. You know, 13 killed, as horrible as it is not a 9/11. What's 9/11 is, are there thousands of Americans still left on the ground? And if so, are they all going to be murdered or held hostage by ISIS in a terrible display on national TV? And I'm guessing yes. What's your guess?
Yeah, so I think that's where it's going, and to your point, this was preventable. I appreciate your opening on this. There was decisions made to put us on the current course. We talked about it a little bit. And Joe Biden, I listened to his speech today. He's still putting up this straw man, this false straw man. It's like, oh, well, I got to continue the withdrawal. It's like nobody argues with that. Nobody argues with the idea of us leaving. What we argue with is the method, as you point out. Pull the troops out, and then, you know, when tragedy strikes, he's trying now to get them out. This could have been prevented. One of the things that we did when I was there, Wayne, is there was layers of security at Bagram. As a matter of fact, one of the points we talked about last time, we should not have given up Bagram Air Base, which is about 4 miles north of Kabul. It's isolated. You could have had people kind of cluster around and bring them in carefully. By the way, we never had a single breach of security during the time that Bagram functioned. I actually was going back into Bagram, and IED went off in front of my convoy. They tried to attack us. They missed us, thank goodness. But it was well outside the security perimeter. They tried to hit things outside the security perimeter because they had layers they had to go through. And your point here, the Taliban waved these guys through. So this is what's bad, is that we knew the bombs were coming. Wayne, they warned U.S. citizens specifically to stay away from the gate. This place had the attack at yesterday. They actually put this out. So we knew this was coming, and yet we didn't do anything. So it seems to me that Biden, it's like a cascade failure. One failure leads to another, leads to another. the guy cannot make a good decision. And when he, even when he stands up and says, we're going to make you pay, he puts out a straw man saying, well, you know, they're just trying to stop us from drawing. It's like, no, Joe, it's basically you knew this was coming and you're not permitting people to go out and be on the offensive to defend our people and do it the way it should be. And I'm one of those who's advocating that we should take Bagram back, and at least for the period of time we need it. And we probably should be there past 31 August because I don't think we're going to be done.
Right, but and I agree with every word you're saying, Tony, but none of it's going to happen. You realize that, right? I mean, it's not going to happen. Yeah. No, Biden's giving no hint he's going to change his policy in any way, shape, or form, right?
That's the problem. The policy's failing, and yet he's unwilling to actually examine the actual failure of the policy. Again, it seems to me that he's committed to a course of action, and each bad decision leads to the next bad decision, and that previous bad decision results in the next bad decision being even worse. It's like degrees of magnitude worse. And that's what worries me, what you just said about the next 9/11. We now recognize that without any offensive capability, and again, I'm not saying we should go back in there. All I'm saying is there were reasons why we wanted to have offensive counterintelligence assets on the ground. There's reasons why we wanted to have intelligence assets doing collection in those ungoverned spaces. And that was why in Iraq that ISIS was able to grow so fast. They were able to go through Syria and go into ungoverned spaces. Ungoverned spaces are like a petri dish for terrorists. They just go in there and they grow. And so I'm not one that says we should be ruling Afghanistan. I'm just saying we should maintain some level of offensive capability to make sure that they cannot metastasize and grow beyond a simple small group ability to do these sorts of things. That's what I'm worried at this point. I think everybody's unified saying the policy that Joe Biden has in place right now will allow these terrorist groups to rapidly grow and reestablish themselves in Afghanistan if left unchecked. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, well, they've already done it. I mean, we're under attack by ISIS, and we're counting on the Taliban to protect us. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard or seen. I was working out at my gym this morning, Tony, and I'm working out, and I'm watching Fox News, and I'm thinking I'm going to hear something interesting, and they're talking about the attack, and they put a general on the screen, and CENTCOM, he's the general of CENTCOM, and he says, you know, we're relying on the Taliban to provide security at the airport still. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Isn't the Taliban our enemy? And aren't they terrorists? Don't they murder women and children in the streets? Aren't they almost as bad as ISIS?
Yeah, look, they've been declared by our State Department a terrorist organization. And their record is one of terror, of beheading, of beatings, of summary executions. Absolutely. So I cannot believe anybody on our side is doing that. And, oh, by the way, to your point, Wayne, somehow we're surprised now the Taliban let terrorists through a gate to blow us up. That's a surprise to people. I mean, this is, you know, to quote the Zoolander, am I taking crazy pills here? I mean, is that insane?
Right. But wait, it gets more insane. I assume you heard the latest that I, you know, right when I was coming on the air, they announced that Biden's administration gave a list of all the Americans and all our allies that needed to get out, all their names, and I'm assuming probably their cell phones. They gave it to the Taliban, let these people into the airport. And if the Taliban has it, don't you think there's an ISIS spy inside Taliban who's going to give it to ISIS, and now they're hunting our people maybe house by name?
Yes. It's completely insane. I had a lunch dinner with a former colleague of mine, a retired intelligence officer, colonel, and we were talking about the complete lack of understanding of how bad these decisions are and the secondary effects, which is what you just said. Even if the Taliban, on the best day, decided, yeah, we're really going to be helpful, we want to do the right thing, they have people inside of their own organization, Wayne, who are reporting, if not being cooperative, with ISIS. We just learned that by the attack. So this is where, again, like I said, one bad decision goes to the next bad decision. The next bad decision is an order of magnitude worse. This, I forecast, will result in the assassination of people on that list because these people are not interested in getting people out safely. They're interested in doing what they do best, ruling with terror, and killing the apostates who we are, who we are to them. So that's what they're going to do. And I can't believe they were that stupid to give out that level of critical information about individuals who are simply trying to leave at this point.
So I know I'm going to say, you know, again, the liberal media loves to call me a conspiracy theorist, except all my conspiracy theories, Tony, 99% of them come true. They turn out I was right and they were wrong. So let me give you my conspiracy theory. These can't be mistakes. It's got to be on purpose. Nobody's this dumb. There's nobody in the whole world this dumb to make the mistakes that were made here unless these people are all on the payroll of China. Everything they did makes China stronger. Everything that Biden's doing, not just in Afghanistan, but in Afghanistan in particular, China comes in and they've got the lithium and the rare earth minerals now after we were there 20 years and spent trillions. And the open borders, letting in COVID into the United States helps China. And the vaccine mandates are going to kill our businesses and help Chinese economy. It seems like everything helps China. Could that be a coincidence?
I'm to the point of where I understand what you're saying and I agree. Look, I watched General McKinsey today, the commander of Central Command, make comments about how we're going to investigate and get to the bottom of this. Like, Wayne, they're going to be investigating themselves.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Are you kidding me?
It's a joke. We got to run. The music's on. We got to run. That's the guy. That's the general I watched on Fox News say he put security, Taliban in charge of security. Unbelievable. These people should be arrested for treason, but we're on the run. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, he is the president of the London Center for Policy Research, and we appreciate you coming on. Thank you. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to energizedhealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, energizedhealth.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
So here's the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it's Ark Day. 13 American military members killed today, 12 Marines, 1 Navy medic. And just a sad day. I'm sad whenever a cop gets killed. I always, a tear comes out of my eye when I hear a police officer's been killed or even shot. When I heard 4 Marines were killed, I just, you know, I cried. And then all of a sudden it became, I think they said 6, and then they said 8, and then they said 12, and now it's 13. And you don't know how high it's going to go. And it's tough. It's really tough. I remember 9/11. Like it was yesterday. You know, I wasn't living in New York anymore. I was living in Las Vegas. But, no, I wasn't. Wait a minute. I was living in Los Angeles. Yeah, I was in Los Angeles. I was in Malibu, California. But I remember the nonstop funerals. That's the single thing that I remember the most about 9/11 is, number one, the people making the thud sound when they jumped from 100 stories up and they kept falling. Thud, thud, thud. And somebody on TV said, what is that noise? And then somebody said, well, that's people who have committed suicide. They're jumping out the windows rather than be burned to death. And they're hitting the roof of the promenade outside the World Trade Center. That's the first thing I always remember. The second thing I always remember was that. And the third, you know what the third thing is? The third thing is, I just read the other day, 25,000 people who helped try and find bodies after the World Trade Center, you know, that were on the pile. 25,000 of them have gotten cancer. 25,000. That number is so weird to me because I didn't even know there were 25,000 people working on the pile. I had no idea. Where do you get a number like that? 25,000 people are working on the pile? And every single one of them got cancer? But that was the number. It said 25,000 people have gotten cancer attributed to, you know, working in the relief effort after 9/11. I had no idea there were that many working on the effort, and that kind of a number, and I had no idea that many people, because remember, 9/11 killed, what, 3,000 people, right? Little under 3,000, like 2,900 and change. And since then, 25,000 have gotten cancer, and how many of them are dead? You got to figure 10,000 of the 25,000 have probably died of cancer. So more people by far have died as an after effect of 9/11 than 9/11. All anybody does is think about the 3,000 that died. What about the 25,000 that have been dying since? And I think this is very similar what's happened in Afghanistan, because the reverberations are going to go on for months and maybe years. And over the next few days, you're going to hear about a lot more soldiers maybe getting killed and a lot more American civilians getting killed and all of our Afghan allies getting killed. I mean, all of them sitting on the ground right now, they're dead. They know they're dead. Every one of them is dead. If they don't catch a plane out, they will be executed and their wife and children executed. Or the wife, if she's pretty, she gets to marry an Afghan fighter, an ISIS fighter, and be raped and sodomized. And the little children, same thing. Maybe they'll keep them alive. They'll sell them into slavery. Oh, my gosh. It's truly unbelievable. And the reverberations don't end there, because I believe 5,000 terrorists were let out of prisons that have an axe to grind against the United States. Many of them were in Guantanamo at one point, and now they were in a prison in Afghanistan, and they were released by the Taliban. So you don't think they're all going to make their way? And not all of them, not all 5,000. But you don't think a few hundred of them are thinking, I'm going to come to the U.S. border that's open and try and get in and kill Americans and do terror attacks in the United States? They're certainly going to go after American interests abroad and in the Middle East. And then I believe everybody now knows that Biden is a joke. And so China's going to invade Taiwan. And we're going to lose Taiwan. And, of course, Taiwan is part of NATO. So it's the United States and Western Europe's job to defend if China attacks. I believe they won't. But what if they do? Then we're in World War III. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you let them take Taiwan, then the whole world belongs to China. We're dead. It's over. China will dominate the world from this point on. America is a pipsqueak. And if we fight China and choose to defend Taiwan as per the actual contract we have with NATO, we're in the middle of World War III. So nothing good here. And then let me give you one step further bad news. There's something like 1.5 million soldiers, the United States has. God knows what China has. They must have an army of like 20 million. We have 1.4 million, let's say. They're all ordered to take the COVID vaccine or be court-martialed. In my opinion, my humble opinion from reading what I've read, the COVID vaccine is deadly. The COVID vaccine could leave you crippled for the rest of your life or dead. If the whole military is taking it, we've just destroyed the entire American military. You have no idea what's going to happen 2 or 3 years down the line if you make every military member take this vaccine. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the show is sponsored by Asset Strategies. You got to own gold. You got to own silver. When things like this happen, you want to own gold and silver, right? That's your insurance policy. And ASI, Asset Strategies International, is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the price of gold while supplies last. They've been in business 39 years, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. Call them at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Hopefully tomorrow will be a better day, but I don't think so, because I think the problems and the nightmare is just beginning in Afghanistan. All those people we're leaving behind on the ground, American citizens and friends of America, in a fight for their lives. We'll be back tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.